Frail bones, fragile skin. Her thin hair wisps across her face. Her bold blue eyes and delicate fingers study the world around her. It is funny how sometimes curiosity comes with age. My grandmother is 75 and has terminal gallbladder cancer that has quickly spread to the rest of her body. Every week, for the past 7 weeks, she has gotten the strongest dose of chemotherapy available. The way she continues to live her life is inspiring. She has not suddenly decided to travel or do things she has never gotten to do before. She wants to soak it all in, like she has done her whole life. The saying, "Live every day as if it is your last," has become contagious in our community. Yes, we do want to take risks, because that adds individuality to our personalities. But what does your life become when you're an adrenaline-obsessed person? Living life slowly and going where it takes you leads to a healthier, more wholesome lifestyle. Yes, the thought of dying makes us think about the things we have not done. But is it a healthy mentality? You should travel and take risks because you are living, not because you want to do them before you die. That is why I believe that you should not always live every day as if it is your last. Imagine having the anxiety and the burden of believing that you are going to die tomorrow. You're suddenly obligated to find closure in your life. Your mind is at ease when you take each day at a time and do what you want with your life step by step. I do not need to travel to appreciate the roses in my backyard. I should learn to soak those roses in. Then I will be able to find the genuine appreciation for my past life and life ahead. We are here to enjoy life, not fatalize it. Even though my grandmother could have 2 weeks or 12 months left to live, she still goes on walks with my grandfather every morning and does everyday things with a greater regard for the value of her life. It is true that she ponders what her last few days will be like, but she does not try to check things off her life's bucket list to feel that her risk-taking goals have been accomplished. She has reflected on the people she has impacted, the family she adores, and her 50-year marriage with the love of her life. My grandmother continues to be the sagacious and lighthearted woman she has always been. My belief has taught me that I should not have to do it all in one day, and I should live every day for the solo purpose of living.